Greetings from Nevada, where we're on assignment for the week, and welcome to the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 30th day of May. Glad you're here. In the news today, there are some big winners in the proposed debt ceiling deal, and we'll share who they might be. Meanwhile, we've been here before with the debt ceiling crisis, think 2011. The new fashion trend for Swifties? We've got the look. If you think inflation is bad in the U.S., you might be surprised as to what Britain is considering. Cracker Barrel is closing some stores. Anti-theft programs at Walmart is ticking off shoppers, and they are vocal about it. Social Security and the debt ceiling deal? Oh, how we love tax cheats. We've got the Wall Street Report and how work from home is benefiting the suburbs. Lots to share. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And as we indicated, we are sitting in, well, not a studio, but in a hotel room in Henderson, Nevada. We're on assignment here for the rest of the week. Grateful, as always, though, that you're with us again today. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. There are a couple of big winners should the outline from the debt ceiling standoff be ratified by a divided Congress. But, of course, nothing's for sure. CNN is reporting that pipeline company Equitrans Midstream spiked around 40% this week because the agreement contains a surprising call to speed up the creation of a stalled natural gas pipeline called the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Equitrans is the lead developer of the pipeline project known as MVP, which has been championed by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. As expected, environmental groups are opposed. Because the debt ceiling payback will come back, get this, SoFi saw its stock rise. Finally, the debt ceiling deal would shift a total of $20 billion in IRS funding from fiscal 2024 and fiscal 2025 to be used in non-defense areas. That loss of funding to the IRS is a positive for both H&R Block and TurboTax owner Intuit. Why? Because it lowers the odds the IRS will build an expansive electronic tax filing system. Back in 2011, President Obama was faced with a similar debt ceiling problem. Then it was GOP House Leader John Bonner who demanded $2.1 trillion in program cuts. Obama agreed. But then what happened? In 2011, a joint committee was tasked with finding additional deficit reduction measures to offset a $1.2 trillion increase in the debt ceiling. Now, if members failed in their mission, automatic cuts that would slow the growth of expected spending would kick in over the next decade. But there was a but. Brian Rydell, a senior fellow at the right-leaning Manhattan Institute who was involved in the 2011 negotiations, said, quote, "Once Congress took a look at the programs and what was required, they realized they couldn't make cuts that deep," end quote. CNN is reporting the committee did not accomplish its goal, which triggered the spending caps. However, Congress then watered down the deficit reduction provisions by repeatedly increasing the caps on discretionary spending in the following years, though lawmakers also included other measures to offset some of those changes. So even if Congress passes this debt ceiling package, House Republicans may find it difficult to adhere to the caps when it comes to time to actually appropriate funding for the federal government's operations later this year. So two words, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. Let's take a break from the financial news for a moment and check out the new fashion trend for followers of Taylor Swift. Called Swifties, retail stores are stocking up on the look that Swift is showing off during her sold-out Eras tour. That look, according to media reports, consists of cowboy hats, boots, and lots of bling. Favorite colors tend to be lavender to match Swift's song, Lavender Haze. Coming up in August is the Iowa State Fair, where boots, hats, and bling is all the thing. Even though Swift will not be playing the 11-day fair, it will be interesting to see how many Swifties show up at the local watering holes during that gigantic fair in Iowa. Folks in Great Britain are reeling following yet another report on inflation, and now the government is considering price caps on food and other essentials. CNN is reporting that the cost of store items, known as shop price inflation, rose 9% through the year to May. That's a fresh high for an index that dates back to 2005. Food inflation did dip slightly to 15.4% in May, but that's still the second highest rate on record. Lower energy and commodity costs helped reduce prices of some staples, including butter, milk, fruit, and fish, but chocolate and coffee prices are rising as global commodity prices soar. As a result, the nation is considering some price caps. We shall see where that goes. Wall Street struggled all day attempting to find a footing as the debt ceiling talks seem to have found agreement, yet cautious investors are waiting to see if the deal will pass a deeply divided Congress. However, oil took a huge hit, and we'll share all of those numbers for you in just a bit. Cracker Barrel, that homespun restaurant and gift chain, has closed some 6 locations in the U.S. due to slower same-store sales. Those closings will no doubt impact sales, and market experts downgraded the company stock based on earning projections. Well, no doubt you've visited a Walmart in your neighborhood, and you'll see an increasing number of items that are now under lock and key. The retailer is having to deal with shrinkage or store theft that has cost the company some $3 billion each year. At one time, it was only booze that was locked up. Now electronics, fragrances, and more are behind glass cabinets that must be opened by a Walmart staffer. To add to the issue is the fact that shoppers now must pay for those items in that department before continuing their shopping adventure. Trouble is, the lack of personnel has shoppers waiting and waiting, which has angered them to the point they're taking to social media to complain. Some are saying they will switch their buying from Walmart to Amazon, even though they might dislike that platform as well. Hey, for those of you who dislike Social Security and heap praise on tax cheats, the debt ceiling deal that has been cut between the Biden administration and the Republican-led House should have you clapping your hands in joy. You see, part of the deal is that the IRS will lose roughly $21 billion in funding that was meant to modernize the agency responsible for collecting the taxes that pay for everything. The Congressional Budget Office calculated that the extra funding for the IRS would have reduced the deficit because it would have more than paid for itself. How might that have happened? Well, according to the most recent estimates from the IRS, tax cheats steal about $470 billion a year, and that figure is 4 years out of date relating back to 2019. That number would more than fund Social Security for the next 75 years or more. But nah, let's all cheer tax cheating. Wall Street closed mixed on Tuesday with the Dow trading off by 50 points to close at 33,042, while the S&P 500, fearful of more central bank rate hikes, closed flat at 4205. And the NASDAQ was up by 41 points to end the trade at 13,017. Meanwhile, at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was taking a hit, down by more than $2.90 as investors worry about a recession, looking like it might just settle under $69 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about the boost some suburbs are reaping with the work-from-home trend. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that office districts of big cities may be facing serious challenges post-pandemic, but residential neighborhoods are thriving. While city dwellers have returned to New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, They're no longer hanging out and spending money in downtown office areas like they used to. Instead, remote work has allowed residential neighborhoods, in the past often empty during the workday, to flourish, with local gyms and neighborhood cafes reaping the benefits of the work-from-home boom. And with cities back to what cities really are, which seem to be places that are not containers for working, that some city officials and planners say that office districts should be redesigned into residential ones. Another change due to the COVID pandemic. That's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Mike Libby. Have yourself a great Tuesday. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.